Charlie Hayden is one of the greatest living jazz bass players, so he might seem like an unusual choice to conclude our Country Music Week, but he started off in country music as a child, singing with his family on their country radio show. His story is just one example of the way in which country music has influenced music outside of the genre.
I really think that you're the most melodic bass player that I can think of.
And, oh, thanks.
Yeah, especially when you're improvising. There's a sense of melodic sweep to the lines that you play. I think a lot of bass players just think more harmonically, and they think about rhythm, but not so much about melody.
Well, I was brought up with melodies all my life from the time I was, well, even before I was two, when I started singing on my parents' radio show every day. My mom told me once, she said, you know, when I used to rock you to sleep, I used to hum all these songs. She knew all these great folk songs like Barbara Allen and Mansion on the Hill and Silver Threads Among the Gold. And, you know, one of my brothers and sisters would be walking through the living room and she would be humming in the rocking chair, and they would start humming the harmony with her because everybody sang all the harmony parts on our show. They all knew how to do that by ear. And then my mom would sometimes switch to the harmony and they would switch to the melody, and I was hearing all this stuff, and she said one day she was humming to me and I started humming the harmony with her, you know, and before she said, well, I guess that's a signal for you to go on the show, you know. So I started on the radio show when I was 22 months old. I was really lucky to be brought up around melodies of the Carter family and the Delmore brothers and Hank Williams and all those people that my parents knew, and I guess that was my— it was a very strong musical training in my young life. I acquired a melodic sense very early on. I'm very, very fortunate that I was raised around that great music.
What part did you sing with your family when you were a boy? And your family had a country music radio show and performed country music all around.
I sang all the harmony parts. You know, I couldn't wait to get to the studio every day. I loved it. Every day, my parents would choose the songs that we were going to play out of their vast library of songs from the Carter family and the Delmore brothers and all the hymns that we had. And we would go over them, and then we would go on the air. Sometimes we had radio studios in our homes, wherever we were living. We moved around a lot, but mostly we would go to the studio at the radio station and do our show every day. I loved going to the studio, and I liked the air conditioning and the acoustical tile, you know, the acoustical tile and the big windows, you know, that had triple, quadruple glass. And this was back in 1945, 46, 47, 48, 49. It was a great experience.
I can't believe you had radio studios in your home. Would you do remotes from your own home?
Yeah. Where I was born in Shenandoah, Iowa, we were on a radio station there called KMA. It's still there. And my dad moved our family to Springfield, Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains. And my grandparents, my father's mother and father, had a farm outside Springfield, and my dad always wanted to do farming. So he got this farm down the road, you know, gravel road. I went to a one-room schoolhouse there, Bellevue School, and in our farmhouse, my dad had the radio station come out and hook up a remote thing where, you know, the things that you ring where you turn the crank, you know. Well, he used to turn this crank, and the ring would go into the studio in Springfield, and that was a signal for us to go on the air, and we'd start the theme song. And we did it from our show from the radio, from our home, from our farmhouse, for several years before we moved into the city, and went over to the station every day.
So did you play in churches and at revival meetings and stuff in addition to singing on the radio?
We played in churches. We played personal appearances all over. And my parents were on the Grand Ole Opry quite a few times.
You know what I'm wondering? If singing at churches and other, you know, other like religious events, revivals, whatever, if that gave you a sense that music had this spiritual potential in it?
Well, the hymns, especially that we sing, you know, and then my mom used to take me when I don't know why she chose me to take, but I was the one child. She had six kids, you know, I had three brothers and two sisters. And several Sunday mornings, quite a few Sunday mornings, actually, when I was around 9 years old, she would take me to the African American church in Springfield. It was just one of them. And we would just listen to the choir. It was like one of the most beautiful things that I've ever experienced in my life, to hear that music, the spirituals and the gospel music. And I'll never forget that. Yes, I had a really early contact with spirituals and hymns, and I had a feeling right away that there was a spirituality in music. I mean, you know, when you talk about jazz, I believe 85-90% of improvisation in jazz is spiritual. When you start to play and you tell a story to people and you take people on a journey that you want to take them on, it's all about spirituality.
Charlie, a recent album of yours is an album of spirituals, hymns, and folk songs, and it features you with the pianist Hank Jones. It's an album of duets. Are any of these songs that you used to do as a child?
Yeah, we used to do Abide With Me and some of the other hymns that we do, Amazing Grace, on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, every hymn that's on Steal Away, we used to sing, and Hank and I chose which hymns and which spirituals. He had a lot of spirituals. You know, my favorite one that I've ever heard him play was It's Me, O Lord, Standing in the Need of Prayer, and that's the one that I heard on the Smithsonian collection of jazz piano that inspired me to do the record with him. And I called him as soon as I heard it, and I said, man, that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. Could we play spirituals together sometime? And he said, Charlie, I'd really love to do it. Let's do it. So we did it.
Why don't we hear that spiritual that you just mentioned, It's Me, O Lord. And this is from an album of duets with my guest Charlie Hayden and pianist Hank Jones. The CD is called Steal Away. Our interview with Charlie Hayden was recorded in 1996. We hope you enjoyed Fresh Air's Country Music Week.